Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with your host, Maria, minus Scott today. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And, of course, our phone lines are always open. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Good morning, everyone. Nice weather today.
Lovely.
Lovely. Well, we'll get right to the program. Well, today we have our guest, is Carlos Gonzalez. He is a program supervisor for Imperial County Behavioral Health and is the supervisor for one of the MHSA, or better known as the Mental Health Services Act program, and the TESS, which stands for?
Transitional Engagement Supportive Services.
Actually, this program has evolved.
Yes.
It's evolved, yes. And originally it was given a different name as Supportive Engagement
Network.
Network.
We had to change it because of the evolution that we went through. And it's amazing how it has developed into a good program. A better program, I would say.
Yes.
A better program. Because we have
There's
had a lot
always
of
room for improvement. It's
yes,
always weak.
Yes. But remember, I don't know if the public remembers, I was here a year ago or more. And it was just in diapers.
Mm-hmm.
In diapers. It was just like an experimental subject. And we developed into a very good program because we have been successful. We have met our quotas of population that we were aimed to serve. And the people are responding well to it all the time, all the time. The community agencies are linked to or we're linked to them. They know us already. They know what we're about. And they're always giving us good commendations on our program, our services.
Well, let's get to the problem. What is the transitional engagement supportive services, better known as TESS?
This program emerged because we had the population we deal with, which is a mentally ill. People would lose track of patients that would come into the system, mm-hmm. And as people say, they would fall through the cracks. So,
and how would they usually enter the system?
It is, okay, through crisis, through a personal crisis, they end up in our crisis desk, through hospitalization because of another situation that is a crisis but it's in a higher level, and when they come out of LPS program, which is conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only three ways that we can provide services. You cannot come from the street and say, I need your program. This is a program aimed again, to help the people that do not have any other means of support, and we provide a variety of services. And but I just again, let me just tell you overall what we do. What we do is we are like an emergency service after the behavioral services have been provided. We're like an emergency
aftercare.
Yes, thank you. Aftercare, and people need those services because again. The only three ways, I'll repeat it again, because a lot of people are confused with this. After hospitalization, where you're discharged from the hospital, from a mental hospital, then you can use our services. Why? Because you may need shelter, because you need support, you need applications for Social Security, Medi-Cal, daily life issues, correct? A place to live, you know, an apartment, mm-hmm. or if you're looking to move out of the county, you know, we help you as much as we can.
Usually the people that come to crisis, and then they end up in your program. Why are they ending up in crisis?
The majority of people, it's because of problems with the family. It's mm-hmm. mostly family support because they feel rejected, they feel lonely, they feel they don't have the support, the emotional support they need. And since the mental health of the person is not as good. Therefore, it becomes psychosis or it becomes a paranoia and they fall into crisis.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.